Now, Sydney is about to take a quantum leap. Literally. Four of the largest universities in Sydney, that's the University of Sydney, the UNSW, UTS and Macquarie, have come together to form the Sydney Quantum Academy. Their goal is to establish Sydney as a global leader in quantum physics research and development. To tell us more about the Sydney Quantum Academy, we are joined by the organisation's very own CEO, Professor Peter Turner. Professor Turner, how are you this morning?
Hi, thanks. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Okay, for the uninitiated, which is me, and probably some of our other listeners, why is quantum physics so important?
I mean, it's a great question. The main lesson here is that although we've been using quantum mechanics for 100 years, we've understood the basics of it, and we've used it to make modern information technology possible. We haven't used it to its full extent, and so we've been kind of using it to control lots of electrons in computers and lots of photons in lasers. But it turns out that if you can get your control over these quantum particles, like electrons and photons, down to the individual level, and you can make them work together, as we say, coherently, you can do fundamentally new things in, for example, computation and communication and sensing and measurement.
Wow. Okay. Tell us about the Sydney Quantum Academy and why everyone's kind of come together.
Right. Yeah. So Australia has been at the forefront of quantum technology for over 20 years. Speaks to the strength of Australia's research base. And Sydney, in fact, is the four universities you mentioned, kind of individually, those universities have world-leading research groups. And it was just recognized that together they represent, one of the highest concentrations of quantum expertise in the world. So you and your listeners might be aware, you've probably heard words like quantum technology and quantum computing in the news more and more in the last few years. There's been a real explosion in interest all over the world and in investment. And it was recognized that working together, the Sydney Quantum Academy could help bring some of that investment here, help produce the workforce that this new industry that's just growing up around us needs. And so that's our main goal. The vision here is to help grow Australia's quantum economy.
Oh, it sounds quite exciting. Is this a relatively new job for you?
It is. I'm a scientist. I've got a physics and mathematics background. So I think it speaks to the as I mentioned, the global explosion in interest in that, people like me are being asked to speak on radio shows like yours.
How were you nervous coming on?
I'm not going to lie to you.
Professor Turner. Oh, don't worry. It's just me and maybe, I don't know, a few other people, but you're doing fabulously. Hey, how will the Academy grow the field of quantum physics in Sydney?
Yeah, great question. So we've got lots and lots of programs. It's quite ambitious, and especially over 2021, we're really ramping up the kinds of things we can do. So, for example, just next week, we've started an event series, the Quantum Innovators Network, and you can go on our website, cinequantum.org, and see these kinds of things. So that's right now it's a virtual meeting with some leaders from an Australian startup company and an accelerator overseas talking about how people with kind of the entrepreneurial side of this quantum tech, this growing quantum tech industry, might want to get involved. And those are the kinds of, that'll be an ongoing series that we want the community to participate in, the science community and the wider community in general, people who are interested. So that's what, that's an example of the kinds of programs that we're running. Probably more directly, we're running PhD programs across the four universities that students can apply for funding from the Sydney Quantum Academy. And we're going to widen that out to get down to undergraduate and high school level, high school teachers, for example. We really need to grow the grassroots, if you like, of students who are interested in this field, because the only way this field's going to go forward is the young people today learn how to use these techniques.
Yeah, I was going to say to you, so how do you get young people interested? Like, how do you bring it to a level or open it up under a spotlight that is appealing to them?
Yeah, you've you've put your finger on it. I mean, everyone has probably a reaction to the words quantum mechanics as something that's way out there, and it's our job to bring it down. So there are some demonstrations you could do, for example, in outreach events, and these are the kinds of things that we are involved in, along with, for example, Engineers Australia, to get young people to at least hear about the kinds of things that quantum technology could do. And there are even some kind of demonstrations, simple things, for example, polarization and lasers, for example, like demonstrations that we can do to get in front of younger people to try to open their eyes, as it were, to the possibilities. But it is a challenge for sure.
Oh, it sounds really exciting. Like there's new ideas, there's new energy, there's new funding coming into Sydney based around this. Mm-hmm. Where do you hope to see the Sydney Quantum Academy in, let's say, 10 years' time?
Yeah, good question. Well, like I say, we're helping grow this Australian quantum industry. So that's really the vision and the goal. So we want to see more students coming in, more teachers teaching quantum aspects. I wouldn't say the full mathematical structure or whatever of quantum mechanics, but getting people introduced into these things. Down the road, so that there's just a tripling at least of the people that are going into this field, both from the traditional physics roots and mathematics roots, but also the engineering roots, the chemistry roots. Like the field needs applications as well as it needs devices. So it needs people who understand problems from different areas so that we can bring these quantum technologies to bear on them.
Awesome. Well, we're going to link the organization to the 2SER website when we post the interview later today, so people can jump on there and have a look and also check out some of those virtual events you've been talking about. Professor Peter Turner, thank you so much for joining us today, and we wish you all the best with the Academy moving forward.
Thank you kindly.